Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for a weekend review. And today I'm watching the latest movie from James Wan. If you're a horror veteran, he needs no introduction. He does a lot of horror stuff. If not, he's done some other pretty big films. I mean, he's done the Conjuring series, Annabelle, Aquaman. He did one of those Fast and Furious movies, off the top of my head, just name a few. But like I said, he's done a lot of horror stuff, and this is another entry into that horror genre, and it's called Malignant. And from the previews that I saw, it looks like some kind of slasher whodunit type movie. And, you know, I love my slashers and mysteries, so this seems to be right up my alley. But yeah, I mean, is this really what I think it is? Well, let's get into it. What is this one about? Well, we start out with this doctor in the past talking about someone that's getting stronger and they're trying to help them or something. And then things go left real quick and this person escapes. Spoiler free, there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on. And then we get the setup as to why they call the movie Malignant when a doctor says we need to remove the cancer after subduing this person that escaped. Anyway, then we get this time jump to the present day. This woman, Madison, is returning home from the night shift, and her husband is a jerk. We can see that right away. And they argue about her being pregnant. He says something very curious about her pregnancy. Spoiler free, I won't say anything about that. Anyway, he physically assaults her. And then later on that night, he's sleeping on the couch. There's some strange things going on. And I won't say how it happens, but he gets killed. And that's not really a spoiler. You see that in the trailer. She wakes up, and she's chased down by the killer and is knocked out. So she wakes up in the hospital and finds out that she lost a baby. And then we find out this wasn't the first baby she's lost. Spoiler free. Then we get another time jump a few weeks later, and she's back at home. Again, some strange stuff is happening, and she falls to the floor, and suddenly she can't move, and she's looking around, and she's seeing things, and somehow she can see everything that's going on with the killer and what he's doing. And anyway, the next day she realizes it wasn't just a vision. She actually saw those events in real time as it was happening. And actually, that's where I'm going to stop. I'm not going to go any further than that because I don't want to ruin anything of this one. From there, though, her and her sister, they're trying to piece together certain things. It involves her past, and they're trying to help the police investigation. And yeah, I mean, will they find the killer and stop him before he strikes again? And what are these dark secrets in her past to allow her to have these visions? And how is that connected to this killer? Well, what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a pretty surprising, for me anyway, a 75%, which for this kind of movie is very high. And the audience, which I expected more of them, they came in at a 51% on a rotten scale as of this recording. So clearly, there's a super disconnect between the audience and the pros. And I'm going to need to read some of those reviews. So I'm going to do that in between me writing this up. And I'll get back to that later on, you know, when I'm doing my breakdown. But yeah, anyway, what did I think? First, let me get to the positives, and let's start with the way this was shot. Again, I don't know these technical terms. Maybe one day I'll look them up, but right now I'm just going off the top. There's this house sequence where the perspective constantly changes. There's like an overhead shot, and we see her like running. Then we see the camera following her. Then there's like a point of view from the killer's perspective. I mean, that whole thing was like sequence was like really cool. Then there's this whole police station sequence in the third act, which I can't talk about at all, spoiler free. Special effects wise, there's a mix of CGI and like practical effects, which were not bad. I mean, they were pretty good, and it wasn't overdone on the CGI. A lot of times people get too CGI happy. I mean, you can look at it and tell it's CGI, but it's not like terrible CGI. But the story, Now, the story is the star here, and it's not because it's original. In fact, for me, and I'm a veteran of, you know, these kind of movies, the twist for me was telegraphed super early. I mean, and when I mean super early, I mean, this spoiler free, but just pay attention to the opening. I will say that, and you'll have what's going on, okay? I'll say that. Just pay attention. That's all I'm going to say. So, I knew exactly what was going on, right? So, there was no, you know, surprises for me. Which I thought was actually going to hurt going forward. Because now, all the pressure is on how it plays out. But man, I was wrong about that. You see, the way this plays out, it's just a mismatch of styles. Because it starts out like a traditional, like, supernatural thriller. Then we had the whole, you know, that whole, that with that whole hospital sequence and the doctor. That didn't feel like that fit, since it looked like there was some sort of, like, monster situation. Then with Madison, when she came on, that whole sequence felt like it was a slasher. And then on top of that, it's accompanied with this, like, old school, like, loud music to accentuate certain scenes when they, like, do certain, like, reveals. And, you know, that kind of thing was, like, done, like, in the 70s and 80s early on when, you know, those formulaic horror-type movies went on. And all of it feels like it's just different pieces from different movies, and they all kind of seem out of place. But then as the movie goes on, he kind of brings it all together, and, you know, for me, it works. Oh, and let me back up about that twist. As you guys know, once you figure out the twist, if it's not original, again, and this one isn't, it's a matter of how they do the execution and the reveal and all that good stuff. And this is where the movie sold me 100%. When they do the reveal, and how they do the reveal, I wouldn't have guessed that in a million years and how that would play out. Again, spoiler free, but this third act in this movie goes all in, completely off the rails. Again, spoiler free, but there's a massive body count within this, and some nice kills, a bunch of gore. Again, which doesn't really fit what we saw earlier on in the movie. But again, I didn't even care because it was just fun and I just went with it. Which brings me to my negatives. Don't think about this plot too much. Please don't do that. There are so many holes in this thing. If things just don't hold up and they don't make sense if you actually think about it, you'll say, well, wait a minute. How was that over there, but this is that? And yeah, it just, if you sit there and think about it, the whole thing will just fall apart, and you're probably not going to enjoy it if you really focus in on that plot. And even though, you know, like I said, I thought, you know, the whole mashup of styles worked, it was a little bit jarring to watch, because you really don't know what you're watching. I mean, they do a job, a good job, actually, of establishing three different types of horror movies, and it's not really blended together all that great. It just forces it on you and says, you know what, accept this. This is what you're going to get, and accept it. And again, they were counting on the audience to just go with it and not question it too much, which is what I did. And, you know, that's what I always say, veterans of my podcast know, I just watch what they give me on the screen and then I critique it afterward. I don't try to go into it or try to break it down as I'm watching it. I say, you know what, let me wait till it's all the way over, all the way finished, see what they gave me, and then I'll judge it on that. And that's what accounted for the low audience score. The audience didn't do that. Most of them were confused. They were trying to, like, break down the plot, and they focused too much on trying to make sense of things instead of just watching it for what it was and waiting for the finished final product, which is what the critics did for a change, which they never do. They acknowledged the flaws, but then they just judged it on the whole product that we got. So yeah, that was different. The audience and the critics kind of changed places. But anyway, I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Yes, I did. I would put this one right at a 78% on the Rotten scale to stay consistent. If this was scaled back just a little bit and more of an effort was made to kind of blend all those genres together, and, you know, it probably would have done a lot better with the audience, since it would have been a more of a cohesive, smoother product. However, the thriller mystery parts were good enough to keep it moving until that big reveal and then that absolutely crazy third act where Juan clearly just wanted to have some fun with it. The way he shot that is crazy. Can't wait for you guys to see that if you're into this type of thing. It was very entertaining. If you have any interest at all, you got to see this one as soon as possible. Trust me, you don't want that reveal or the third act ruined for you. For me, the success of the movie heavily leans on that. If I hadn't seen this and it was, you know, somebody told me what the reveal was and how the third act played out, I would have enjoyed this a lot less than I would have. I'm just telling you. For me, I think for you to really enjoy this, that twist and the third act and reveal, that can't be ruined for you. So if you have any interest at all, go see this right away. Don't read anything about it. But if you're like my mother, and my mother, she doesn't care if things are spoiled. You can tell her about a movie and she'll still watch it. She doesn't care if you tell her about it. But if you're not like her, and you know, I mean, if you're like her and you don't care, then you can probably wait for this one. Because again, I recognize the flaws, and, you know, and if you need everything to make sense, or you can't just let some things go, and you can't just take things for what they are, and just let, you know, the director do their thing, then yeah, you're definitely not going to like this as much as I did. But again, for horror fans, this one should be at the top of your list if you plan on watching any kind of movie this weekend. Yeah, and with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Yeah, check me out on Instagram, Facebook, same name of those pages as well. I post all my links and posters and all that good stuff on there. I'm up on all streaming platforms. Please share this out, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. If not, again, do appreciate you just taking a few minutes to listen to me. I do appreciate that. And yeah, I'm not quite sure how this weekend's going to play out, because if you're a sports fan, you know NFL football is back. So we will see. If I can squeeze another one in there, I will. But yeah, but again, you know, I always got content to give you, so we'll see. Maybe it'll be a new movie. Maybe it will be a theme type show. But I got a movie in mind that I may watch, so we'll see. We'll just have to let it play out. But anyway, I'm being long-winded. I appreciate you guys for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.